Welcome to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I am your host, Jim Komar, and you're, tuned into 1-2 Radio. That's 12radio.com, 1-2 Radio, changing the way we listen to the world. And my topic tonight is abundance. It's a good topic. You know, people always want a little more, or maybe a lot more. It doesn't matter what you want, whether it's a whole lot or a little more. It doesn't matter. But the topic is abundance. But before I go there, I'd like to mention the chat room. And that's real easy to get to. Just go to 12radio.com, click chat, and you're there. That's all you have to do. It's real simple. But also, I'd like to mention that I am a 12 Listen Advisor. That's 12listen.com. I'm a medium and psychic on 12listen.com. So if you want to call me up there, ask me questions, please do. Second half of this show, we'll be taking calls. And let's start this subject. But there's one other thing. There's a new show started today with Anita Hooja. She used to be on the air a couple years ago, about 2.5-3 years ago, but she's back again. It's good to have Anita back. Fantastic. And her show is called On Top of the World. It's at 9 a.m. Pacific time. So if you live on the East Coast, that's 12 noon. Or if you live in Hawaii, I believe that's I'm guessing 8 o'clock Pacific time. Anyway, so depending on your time zone, just add subtract hours from Pacific time, and you'll get the right time for Anita's show here. That's On Top of the World. And so let's start my subject, abundance. And I am going to talk about in a spiritual sense of abundance, like tapping into your spiritual self, your spiritual side, that creative side, the, you could say, the God consciousness. basically, for thousands of years, it's been understood to understand oneself. It's been understood. You have to understand God, the creation, the creator of all this that we are surrounded by. All this, you could say, all this beautiful, you could say, abundance that's around us. Just look out your window right now. See the beautiful trees. See everything. And that is, you could say, abundance in nature, abundance from creation, abundance for you to enjoy, to be out in nature, to take a deep breath, to enjoy everything. And my chatters, thank you. The chat room's alive and well tonight. I do appreciate that. Thank you, chatters. So now, to understand oneself is to understand God. Through, you say, the process of prayer and meditation, any one of us can release that divine energy within us and transmute discord into harmony. So in other words, divine energy is always flowing through you. All you have to do is release it. And you start releasing discord. You turn discord into harmony. You turn hate into love. Things like that. It's not that difficult, actually. It's very simple. And you could say ignorance to wisdom, fear to love, lack to into abundance. And there are a number of people that are trying to figure out how to increase what they have, bring in more abundance into their life to make their lives easier. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's why we're here, to make our world, the world we live in, easy and freeing for ourselves. I really believe that. We come here to be free of, you could say, all the stuff, all the static background, all the craziness that surrounds you at times. In other words, don't get caught up in everything that's going on in this world of ours. Know the general, you could say, know what's generally happening. And, but after that, you don't have to know every little detail to bring you down, to make you feel worse, to make you feel bad for that matter. You always, One thing about abundance is a positive thing. Abundance is a good thing. So therefore, when you're in the mindset of abundance, you're nuts. You could say you're in harmony. You're in harmony with the universe. You're in harmony with yourself. You're in harmony with creation. God, that is. And also, so you have, you could say all of us. Let me rephrase this. All of us have great visions. We have a vision, or we have great visions with inside of us. So how can you and I start manifesting your vision? How can you start manifesting your visions, or vision that you have been honed in on? Maybe you just started something new. Maybe it's you've been thinking about this for years, but you haven't really done anything with it. And then you could say, to start manifesting your vision is to start identifying the vision or the visions that you have with Source or God. That's all you have to do, is just come into the fold here of the creator. That's all you have to do. Then you project out your energy into the world. So you connect, and then you project your energy out. Not too hard. We do that every day. I do it every day. We all do that every day. We express ourselves, so we're projecting ourselves out. And then by working with, you could say, with the rhythm of your energy self, you're creating a rhythm here. You're creating a energetic rhythm between you and Source, between you and creation. And this is important too. When you start creating that rhythm, you're starting to understand your personal power. And what I mean by personal power is we come here to express, to be enjoy. But how do you express? When you talk, are you talking about abundance? I mean, do you have the air of yourself when you're talking to your friends that you feel abundant, that you feel like you're the embodiment of abundance? Well, if not, this is something that I'm going to talk about that you can work on. And it's also about, you could say, the mind, the body, the emotions. It's embodying love. It's about you embodying yourself or wrapping yourself in love. And that is the creative force of the universe here, love. We just put a name to it. And it's about embodying that. It's embodying your mind, your emotions, your physical body with love. It's being gentle. It's being peaceful. You could say gentleness and peace eliminates limitation. When you're gentle with yourself, you're starting to see the world different. You're not so harsh on yourself. So therefore, you might have different thoughts or different aspects that you've never thought about because you're in this peaceful, gentle state. And what I believe is being in that state, those emotional states, will eliminate a lot of your limitations. And even though you don't think you have limitations, all of us do to a certain degree. But some of us have more than others. And it's also, this is an awakening process to free all of us from, you could say, the bonds, the restriction of everyday life. Because if you think about everyday life, maybe you're caught in a rut. Maybe you're in a rut. You go to work, you get up, go to work, come home, eat, hang out with the family, go to sleep. You could say that's a rut. But when you start thinking about, like, the gentleness of who you are, the peaceful there's no such word, the peace of mind that you can create for yourself. This is all about you letting go your limitations. Now we're talking about replacing, you could say, these restrictions of, I'll never succeed. I can't do that. They might get angry with me. What if I'm successful? And all of a sudden, everybody wants my success. Everybody wants my money. You know, so you could say that's a limitation there. So if you are successful, let's say you have a creative idea and you create a, you open a business. Let's go with that idea. And before you know it, you're wildly successful. Is everyone going to be knocking on your door going, your relative saying, I need money, I need money? Well, if you have that attitude, they will be knocking at your door. Otherwise, if you have the attitude of you come with peace, harmony, and strength, and you don't want to put that out there, you know, in other words, they're not going to bother you. So don't let that restrict you. The less restrictions, the better. And it's all about replacing the restrictions within us, within all of us, with fulfillment and a harmonistic tone. And this is tapping into your creative power. You know, that harmonistic tone that you're creating, that fulfillment, that sense of fulfillment that you're doing. You might say, oh, okay, let me start that today, or let me start that tomorrow morning, my idea. See what happens. Well, as soon as you start it, you could say, let the load off your back. Let the load off your shoulders, because it's been bugging you for who knows how many years. Who knows how long it's been bothering you, and you haven't taken action. As soon as you take action, guess what? The limitation is gone, because there's nothing holding you back. Because you decided to take action, you eliminated the first big limitation. You took the action step, therefore you're starting your project. Therefore, you are tapping into your creative power of your soul to rise above your limitations, because you're connecting to something greater than yourself, source, God, whatever you want to call it. And this is about you knowing the true nature of who you are. In this process of creating abundance in your life, you're going to start understanding yourself better, the true nature of who you are, the true nature of where you'd like to be. Maybe you start off with point A and you end up at point C, but what about point B? You know, what about point D? What about point Z? It doesn't matter anymore. And I'm just going to quote a phrase from Jesus here. What you see in your vision, you will become. In other words, you have to believe it, and you have to take action here, and you become your vision. And you become successful, and more abundance starts flowing into your life. And abundance comes in many ways. It could be money. It could be love. It could be a partnership. It could be true romance in your life, maybe for the first time, where you fall truly in love, head over heels for someone you're attracted to. That's abundance right there. And in some respects, love is better than money. But be realistic about the attitude of money. We need money to live, to pay for our food, to pay for our rent, or whatever else we need to live. So, and I'm going to repeat this, what Jesus said. What you see in your vision, you will become. Because all of a sudden, your vision that you let sit aside for 2 years or 10 years starts happening. Because I'm going to repeat myself again. When you start something, when you start something new, fresh, guess what? There's no limitations there. Now, as the process goes, it might be slow, but don't let that slow you down. You just continue on. And it's also about you realizing that God is source. God is the source of all good in the universe. It's you overcoming your lack of knowledge here too, by you allowing yourself to express yourself, to be, to express your vision, to express your ideas to the world. You are creating something incredible for the world. Who knows? Maybe what your vision is could change the world, could make it go from so-so to incredibly wonderful for yourself. Nice. Here we go. Comment in the chat room. Well said. Vision, believe, action, become. Nice. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, chatter. Thank you, chatters. You guys come up with some incredible, incredible things here, and I appreciate that. And it's also, you know, you understanding. You say, through an understanding of your spiritual reality or a spiritual reality, you're starting to enter a new realm of knowledge, because suddenly maybe information will come to you. Maybe your vision, as you start working on it, will become more realistic. What I mean by more realistic is to put it in terms of into our physical world, from an idea and creating it into the physical world and actually manifesting. Maybe it's a product. Maybe it's a book. Maybe it's whatever it is. It doesn't matter. But now you could say your more knowledge is coming through. Therefore, you're manifesting. And as you manifest, more knowledge comes through. And as more knowledge comes through, you get your vision out there into the world. And it's also about you. And think about this. When you throw your visions out there, your ideas into the world, think about it in love and service to others. Think about it in a loving way, but service to others, trying to make their lives better. And, you know, whether you do that on purpose or accidentally, it doesn't matter. But the end result is you're just going to be of service. Therefore, you're going to be better for yourself. And when people tune in or go into your vision, whatever that may be, a product or an idea or whatever it is, they're going to, you could say, connect deeply, because you come from a place of service, you come from a place of love. And there's a new age thought out there, it's been around for years, that God is boundless wealth. And like I said, just look outside your window. There's boundless wealth around you, the beauty of nature, the mountains, the ocean, wherever you live. It doesn't matter where you live, but that beauty, whether you live on top of a mountain or in a desert or next to the ocean, it's all beautiful. It's all natural. It's all about God's boundless wealth, the abundance that you are tapping into now, because you're tapping into creation itself. So just know that when you are tapping into creation yourself, amazing things can happen. And here's Lynn. Trust your inner guidance, and then your life starts to flow. Way to go, Lynn. Yes, yes, yes. Amen, sister. And when you let it go, you let God in your life, and you will become abundant in all ways. Yes, yes, yes. I like that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And so the next step here is, it's also you expressing. You become the expression of your vision here. You could say, as you express your vision, you're tapping in the infinite abundance that's inside of you, that's around you, that's always been inside of you, that's always been around you. You're just starting to realize it. And what I believe is this expression of, you could say, of the infinite, of you tapping into the infinite variety, which is a part of who you are, this is your inheritance. You could say inheritance of abundance. And we all have inheritance of abundance, and you've got to think in those terms. And I have another quote here from Emerson, Ralph Waldo Emerson. He was a New Age guy, not in this century, but a few centuries ago. And what he says, man was born to be rich, or grows rich by the use of your mind, by the union of thought with nature. He didn't call it God. He called God nature. So this is Emerson. We were born to be rich. And there's nothing wrong with being rich. Today, it seems like you could say the rich people are being attacked because they have more than most of us or some of us or whatever. It doesn't matter. Don't go there. Because that is a limitation for yourself. By you criticizing them because they came up with their visions and expressed it to the world, and they became very abundant, you can do the same. But don't be critical of them, because you're putting limitations within your own internal world there. And since worldly wealth, you know, the material wealth, has been feared, condemned by people in general, by spiritual people. It doesn't matter. You don't have to do what they do. You got to do what's right for you. So you get your vision out in the world. So more abundance come to you. So a lot of abundance can come to you. You know, and it's also about you achieving a soul connection, you know, because as you express through your divine self, that divinity that flows through you, you are connecting, you're creating a nice soul connection. You can say that the soul connection is your direct connection with source to God. But it's also your conscious mind too that is a direct connection there also. And it's also about worldly wealth, knowing that worldly wealth is a reflection of what is really spiritual riches. So let me repeat that. Knowing that worldly wealth is a reflection of the real spiritual riches out for us to create for ourselves, for us to make it better for everyone around us. And it's also having to find the riches of creation with inside of you, because we all have the riches of creation inside of us, and it's to find it, to go in, and you say go in deep and say, how can I really express myself and how can I be successful? That's going into, you could say, finding the riches of creation with inside of you, that creative part of you. That you could say the creative part of you is a combination of logic and emotion, but you put those two together, that's your creative rich. You could say the creative part of you that can create riches for you internally and externally. You start from the inside and then you express outwardly, and then abundance come to you, or will come to you. But at the same time, you could say there are things that are stopping us. Well, think about the old patterns that have been holding you back. Maybe you're critical of wealthy people because you don't have the wealth that they have. Well, one thing here, embrace them. Send them love. Be grateful that they have created something wonderful for the world. And then at the same time, think about what you want to create for the world so that you can have what they have, their abundance, their prosperity, their home, whatever it is that you want, whatever riches you are looking for in our world. It doesn't matter what it is, but don't be envious. Don't be jealous. Don't be critical of people that have more than you. Just do something about it so you have as much as them or maybe more. It doesn't matter. It's just stuff. It'll make your life easier, you could say, but it's not going to change you. You're still the same person you were, whether you're rich or poor. If you're a beautiful, loving soul, then that's going to translate whether you're wealthy or not wealthy. And so here we are talking about prosperity, bringing out the visions within, so prosperity can turn into substance around us. And substance is the material world around us. So the idea comes, the vision is projected out, you do the work that's necessary for you to create that outer world, to create, and a manifestation is basically creating something that's inside your mind that has nothing to do with this material world and actually bringing it to the material world. And it's also about you bringing in harmony. This is very important to the process of prosperity, of abundance, is to create that harmony with inside of you so you can maintain that harmony. And if you feel disharmonious, bring it back as quickly as possible when you're working on your vision and putting it out to the world. But I have a 5-minute break, and I'll be back in 5. And until then, peace and love, that's all there is. Despite what's going on inside of you and outside of you, peace and love, that's all there is. Be back in 5.
is Psychic Cat. I see enlightenment in your future right here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Some emotion.
Would you like to talk to the host? The phone lines are open. Call 857-232-0155. Extension 870-303.
We are surrounded by unseen beings of light. Though you may not see them, you may not hear them, you may not even feel them, the angels and other light beings are always here to help us feel empowered as we move through our daily life. All you have to do is ask, and they will respond to you. This is Kathleen, and I invite you to listen to my show, Kathleen Peterson and Friends, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific, where I chat with guests sharing laughter and information, talk to callers, and channel messages of love, support, encouragement, and inspiration from the angels and other light beings. So don't forget to listen at 11 a.m. Fridays to Kathleen Peterson and Friends right here on 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you experience the world.
Her clients call her a real-life angel. The power of her care and love will touch you. Her tools are clairvoyance, her heart, hands, and mind, and she's even been known to use her crystal ball.
She is an Aquarian who is grounded in divine values. She cuts through the crap and guides you to the path that will most enrich your life. Her independent spirit and compassion are an amazing combination.
She's been called the Child Whisperer and talks to the angels, ascended masters, and saints to guide you to your divine destiny. Of Eastern Indian heritage, her mystical roots shine in her mediumship skills. She loves to connect her clients to deceased loved ones.
Her love for humanity sparkles and shines through her readings, angel scopes, and daily prayers. Her courage was strengthened through her treatment for breast cancer.
Who are we talking about? Her name is Anita Ahuja. She will help you be a blessing to yourself and to others in your life.
Call Anita at 1-2-listen.com for life wisdom that is inspired by humanity's divine helpers. Your life will be forever changed.
This is Rhea Eusebi, psychic advisor at 1-2-listen.com. What if you can always find your way? Sometimes on your own, sometimes on the arm of a friend. What if the world is your oyster and your task is to learn how to shuck it? Here a little, there a little, two steps forward, one step back, gradually moving upward on the spiral of advancement through life. Two steps forward, celebrate, sing, dance. One step back, take a deep breath, lean on support, bide your time until you can step forward again. You will. Be patient. It's a process over time. And as much as you can, take pleasure in the journey. And when you want a little support and inspiration from your guides, guardians, and angels, when channeled answers to your questions would be helpful, I will be happy to connect for you through 1-2-listen.com.
This is psychic medium Christina LaFrance, advisor on 1-2-listen.com. Together, let's take the time to explore our inner world, discovering the gifts of even our most rejected qualities, and why embracing all of who we are is the key to our freedom, our peace, and aligning to our own destinies. Please join me every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and noon Eastern Time for the Christina LaFrance Show right here on 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way we listen to the world.
Are you looking to connect with your loved ones who have crossed over? Do you need some validation, encouragement, and support? Call me, Jamie Faith, at 12listen.com. I am a medium, and I believe in bringing you messages of healing and peace from your loved ones on the other side.
Hola, this is Mole Mama. Take a journey with me to my kitchen, where I recreate some of my sweet Mama Rose's best Mexican family recipes. I'll share the stories behind my grandma's magical molcajete, guacamole, crunchy tacos, mole, papas and chorizo chimichangas, kahlua cake, crab cake, and oh so much more. You'll also get to meet guest chefs as they share the stories behind their yummy recipes. I believe that food is the sixth language of love. And if you're like me, it's your love that makes your food magical. Tune into Mole Mama on Thursdays at 6 p.m. for all the fun and love. You might want to eat first, because this show is going to make you oh so hungry. Que Dios te bendiga, as my mom would say. May God bless you.
You're listening to 1-2 Radio. At 1-2 Radio listens to you. Call us now, 857-232-0155, extension 870-303.
Hi, I'm Kelly Whetstone of Empowerment, and you are listening to the live stream of consciousness here on 12radio.com. Come float along with us.
Welcome back to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I'm your host, Jim Komar, and you're on 12radio.com. 12radio, changing the way we listen to the world. And my topic today is abundance. First half I was talking about that. I will continue to talk about abundance, but I have a caller, and I believe it's Judy. Hello, Judy. Hello, Judy. Yeah.
Welcome back to Pathways to Consciousness and Healing.
Yeah. Okay, good. Obviously, we're...
Radio changing the way
we are having difficulties, technical difficulties right now with Judy, but we'll try to... My producer, Aday, will try to get you back, so don't worry. He'll do his best with his technical prowess. So I'm just going to continue to talk about abundance. And I ended it with, replacing harmony with thoughts of disdain, with thoughts of not being successful, with thoughts of, well, I can't put my vision out in the world. They're going to be critical of me. And that's another limitation. Put it out there. Whatever you do, people are going to criticize you. You just got to get used to it. And you don't take it personally. And that's another thing. You could say limitations are when you take things too personally. There's many limitations that you're putting on yourself. There's many limitations that you're adding to the, who knows, maybe there's 50 more, and then you just added another one or two to the limitations. You're not looking at your vision as an infinite process that you can share with the world. And I'm going to quote Edgar Cayce here. Edgar Cayce was a famous psychic back in the 20s, 30s. I believe he died in the late 30s, I believe, but I'm not sure about that. And what he says is, it is fear of the material conditions that wrecks the material body. In other words, by you not embracing the material world around us, it has an effect on your physical body. And he continues on, is it the fear of this or that, or that presents a channel from making you having great supply come to yourself, the greatest supply come to yourself. And remember, this is only stuff. We need stuff to survive in our world. We are physical beings, so therefore we have to connect to this physical world. And your thoughts of lack and limitation must be taken out of your consciousness so you can be successful, so you can have all the abundance you need, whether it's for creating money, whether it's for creating relationships, whether it's for creating anything you want. The thoughts of lack, that there's not enough for me, remember, the abundance of creation is around you. Be inspired by that. Be inspired by the night star, the moon, the trees. Be inspired by what man has created in this world too. You can create the same thing as what one man or woman can do, you can do. It doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. You've got to think in those terms. And you can't let those people affect you, their criticism. Well, damn it. People are critical.
That's just who they are. And I believe people that are critical tend to, yes. Like Taylor Swift's song, people throw rocks at things they don't, that things that shine. Very good. So true. Because, they're feeling insecure about it because they feel insecure about abundance. So they're going to be super critical of you about your abundance and why you're so special, why I can't do that. Well, you have discovered to release your limitations. You have discovered to connect to that divine wisdom, to connect to God, and let that abundance, you could say that divine abundance flow through you so you can be less, you could say less anxiety about what your vision is. And you embrace that vision, our visions, and you surround it with love. You surround yourself with love. You embrace the love of yourself and you embrace that vision with love and you put it out in the world. And whether people are like it or not, doesn't matter. The important thing is you're creating more abundance for yourself because this is your idea. This is your original idea. No one else has come up with this. What a beautiful thing for you. And what a beautiful thing for the world too. And since we all live in this outer world where form, you say form and experience is a part of our daily lives, form. That's what I mean. When you manifest form, when you create something from nothing and all of a sudden it's a solid mass, whether it's building a new home for yourself or creating a new love for yourself, the love of your life, the soulmate of your life. It doesn't matter. And all this, you could say that critical part of me, of you, our critical parts, it's a reflection of our inner world, of our thoughts and feelings. So therefore, that inner world is always being projected out. And there's another limitation there that you might consider getting rid of. Those ideas that do you no good, that are harmful more than positive. Maybe you want to take an inventory. If you take an inventory of what's good and not good and what's good and not good. Just take an inventory. The not good part is all your limitations. The good part is you expressing in this world. And I believe Judy is back. Hello, Judy.
Line unmuted.
Hello, Judy.
Hi.
Hi, Judy. How are you?
I'm good. Is this Jim?
This is me, Jim. Yes.
Okay, because I had my iPad on, and you're still talking and saying something totally different. Well, I'm glad we finally got connected. I'm not even remembering what I wanted to ask you.
Yeah, there is a few second delay between what I'm saying and what you guys hear, so that happens.
Yeah, I know. It's lovely to talk to you again, and I love the topic of abundance, and it's interesting because there are areas in my life, you know, financially speaking, career-wise and everything, that I feel very abundant, and I don't seem to have any difficulty in that area. And even though I have a wealth of lovely family members and friends and people that love me, I don't feel terribly abundant when it comes to romance. And I've been with the same fella for 2 years, and I don't know why I can't seem to get to a place where I feel secure enough.
Mm-hmm.
About him.
Got you.
And I just wondered what your take on that was, if what your feelings were.
Got you. You know, my sense of what's going on in there, here's Jim trying to be nice to you, trying to be caring for you. And and it's almost like you like that, but at times you're not sure whether he's sincere or not. So maybe you might have a more sincere attitude towards him. That might change the relationship between the two of you. My sense of Jim is he wants this to happen. He wouldn't be hanging around for 2 years if he didn't want this to happen. So know that he wants it to happen. And it's from your side. You have to change a few things to how you think about him. And it's just minor little things. It's real minor. It's not major because it's, so when you think about Jim, think about all the good stuff that he represents to you and stick with the good stuff. You know, I'm sure he has his negative side like all of us. We're not all peace loving individuals all the time, but one thing about Jim, when he's in that state, that good state, boy, he can give you a lot. He tries to give you a lot and you're not accepting of it. So if you can just be a little more accepting of what he wants for you, you're going to start changing your ideas here.
I think that makes a lot of sense, Jim, because I think what happens is that I know what's good, but then I'll start to focus on, oh, well, there's this maybe little bit that, you know, it comes from me. It comes from my own insecurity.
And it's really important that, you know, it's not like you have to release it or let it go, but it's you just thinking about it differently. That's all it is. It's thinking about things differently, how you respond to him, how he responds to you, and just doing it just slightly different, it's going to change everything between the two of you.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, Judy.
I appreciate you.
You take care, Judy. Thank you for the call.
Okay, Jim. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Now, there's abundance right there with Judy. She's talking about creating love in her life, creating romance in her life, the good stuff, you know, connecting on a soul level with somebody. And when you and you could say abundance, when you create a relationship, and it becomes deeper and deeper, you're connecting to the soul level. So you're creating more abundance between the two of you. And you're willing to listen to the other individual so that you can learn from him or her. It doesn't matter who it is, but it's also you accepting that abundance. And Judy here, she accepts it, but she accepts it in little tidbits. And the thing is with abundance, you accept it all the way or you don't accept it at all. Or you just move on and maybe if it's not working for you, try to create something different here. And getting back to abundance, the subject of abundance, okay, like I said earlier, this is a reflection of your inner world. So it is expressed outwardly. So if you have your insecurities, it's time. It's not like you have to relive your insecurities, but if they don't serve you, replace them with something else that will serve you better so that you can be more abundant in all aspects of your life, in love, in money, in prosperity, in friendship, in, I can go on forever. There's a billion reasons why abundance is the only way that you could say that's going to create your success in your life. You have to feel the abundance. You have to be the abundance. And the greater awareness, the greater you have of your awareness within the presence of God, within the presence of the Creator, the more presence you could say will fill your consciousness. Abundance. Abundance is defined as endless supply. So think about what would you like to have come to you in an endless manner, in an endless way. Maybe everything. And that's not being selfish because we came here to be abundant. Remember, we were created to be abundant. It's not a guilt thing. And besides, let's say all of a sudden you come up with a vision and then you put it out in the world and all of a sudden you became a multimillionaire. Well, and maybe you feel guilty about that. Well, now you can give to charities, help others. You see, by you creating abundance, you're actually creating more abundance for others, not only for yourself, but you're willing to help others. So abundance creates more abundance. And abundance coming from you will create more abundance around you, in you. It's like dominoes. It just starts one click, and before you know it, the whole line's going down. And you are a part of that. And you are a part of everything. And here's another comment in the chat room. So if we are more open to everything we want to come, the easier it is it comes. Oh, definitely. And And at the same time is if you create your vision or express your visions to the world and you're feeling resistance, that's what you got to work on. Whatever resistance you're feeling, whatever fear you're feeling, it doesn't matter. Don't even think about how you have to analyze yourself. It's you letting go. And it's also about you doing the right thing for yourself. Can you do the right thing for yourself? Of course you can. Here's another comment. I constantly revise my plans, change directions for my dreams. And that's okay to be pliable, because one thing about visions, you might have like a fixed notion about them, but let them create like a pliability. Let them evolve as you start expressing outward to the world. Let that evolve. And maybe it becomes better and better and better. And you're not blocking yourself here, but you're creating a better vision, a better ideas, better thoughts are coming through. So as far as you changing directions, that's part of creating your vision too, because you're trying to make it more understandable, easier for yourself and easier for others to be abundant. And when abundance shows itself to you, that's the creative energy of God. All of a sudden, let's say, you have this wonderful idea and you open a store, and all of a sudden you cannot keep the doors are constantly opening, people coming in. They're loving what you've created for yourself. You could say that's the creative energy of God here. And when you manifest something as money or as an object, this requires you to be free and have a harmonistic life. And harmony will replace all the negative things in art. When you're in that space of harmony, you're replacing all the things that bring disharmony, all that mind talk, that you're not worthy, that you can't succeed because you were told 5 years ago that you'll never succeed. Well, screw that. You will succeed because you are beyond that. Because you are rising, you are evolving yourself, you are becoming an incredible individual. You are becoming an empowered man, an empowered woman, because now you're seeing it differently. You're manifesting all these wonderful things. The abundance is flowing, and all this requires is being in peace and harmony, peace of mind and harmony. And peace of mind is not thinking negative thoughts. And if you start thinking negative thoughts about your idea, replace them with, well, what's a good way that I can fix this problem about my vision? That's all you have to do. Don't get down on yourself because it's not working out. You just use your logical mind and you, in a harmonious way, you say to yourself, how can I fix this so I can continue on with my vision and express that to the world so more abundance comes to me? And this is a spiritual method of abundance I'm talking about here. And this is just a spiritual method too. And you can reap the dividends in both form and experience. That's what I'm talking about here. This spiritual method is about form, but it's also about the experience of getting to create that form too. And that experience changes you forever, because you're now not looking at yourself as like a loser because you were told someone said that to you 20 years ago. Well, screw them. What do they know? You know more than they do. And just, you know, when this negative stuff comes in and it's, you could say it's stopping the flow, it's stopping your vision, it's stopping you to express to become more abundant. Let those people go. They don't need to be around you. Maybe if they're around you still, maybe it's time to let them go. But if they're not around you, let go of the ideas that they imprisoned you with. That you'll never succeed. Well, yes, you will succeed because you are living in a place of peace and harmony. And you're not, you could say your mind is not being interfered by the emotions that, well, I'll never succeed. I'll never do this. I'll never do that. Well, of course you will, because you're better than that. You're much better than that. And Also, the spiritual way of abundance is in your favor of those who have, you could say, purity of heart, purity of motive here. So you could say the more purity, you could say your vision is, the more pure the vision is, the easier it is going to be for you. That's why I say, you know, like one of the chatters there, she's talking about changing her mind or tweaking it. Well, that's part of creating that purity, the purity of motive. And the purer it is, the easier it is for you to create what you need. And also abundant is defined as all self-sufficiency. It's a full measure of the infinite good. So think about that. Abundance is all self-sufficiency. It's a full measure of the infinite good. And by you creating your vision and by you connecting to God, creation, nature, whatever you want to call it, something greater than yourself, you are entering the world of infinite good. And that's how, this is the easy way to get on the abundance train here. And also another thing is the invisible world. In the invisible world, it is that creative energy of God. And you could say that creative energy of God is known as substance. Now, in the visible world, it is the energy made to manifest as money or to manifest as a material object in front of you, such as a new car. Maybe your car is breaking down and you need a new car and you don't want to repair it because it's a bottomless pit. So think about what you need and how you're going to get there. That's all. But you're going to do this in a very freeing, harmonious way because your visions, your ideas are going to create more harmony in the world. That's why you're putting it out there. And what comes back to you is abundance. It could come in form of money, friendship, and endless limitations, unlimited ways. Abundance is a compliment. Someone might walk up to you and say, "You look good today." That's abundance. Accept that. Be joyful. Be peaceful. Be it. Be the abundance that you want to be. And you know, by being the abundance, you're actually living an abundant life. And another comment is putting ideas or want to need. Okay, let me start over again. Sometimes all you have to do is put an idea or a want or a need out into the universe and talk about it, write it down in a wishing letter, and it can happen. Very nice. Yes, it can. Abundance takes many forms and many paths, so don't limit yourself on your visions. There are many paths to get there, but the main path is you connecting to source and you connecting to that harmonious side of you. So that harmonious side can create as much abundance as you need. Maybe you want to become a billionaire. Nothing wrong with that. That's $1 billion. That's just a number. So don't feel guilty about it. Just do it. Get off your butt. Start going to work for it. Start working for it with inside of you internally. And it's also about you when you realize that your truth about abundance, you are free the lack of limitation. So I'm going to repeat that. When you realize your truth about your abundance, you'll free yourself from lack and limitation. It's an internal truth. It's something that all of us can get better at. Believe me, I try to get better at it daily. I work on it daily, and I recommend you work on it daily by you connecting to your spiritual self, to the visible, the invisible. It doesn't matter. But my show's over, and I want to thank all the beautiful men and women out there listening, and I want to thank the chatters. Great chat room tonight. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I want to thank my producer, Ade, and the next show up is Mole Mama with Diane Silva. And I also would like to mention that a new show came on today, and that is On Top of the World. That's on every Thursday at 9 p.m. Pacific time or wherever your time zone is. But a lot of our shows are repeated through the week, but they're also archived. So until next week, remember peace and love. That's all there is despite what's going on internally, what's going on externally. The visible and the invisible, peace and love. That's all there is. Until next week, have a great week ahead. Be abundant. Attract abundance to you. Create abundance. Peace and love. Have a great week. Bye.
Listening to One Two Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world.